All right, what's going on, everybody? This is Edison from the Questionable Behavior Podcast. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, give us 5 stars on iTunes and anywhere there's stars. All right, first things first. You're on like your 6th or 7th interview right now. So
yeah, so hurry it up.
Yeah, so
nah, we're well lubricated. We're ready for you, man.
At what point are the stories like not exciting? Because everybody's probably asking the same question. I'm sure like in the beginning it's like, yeah, we met and we got in a great fight and whatever. Now by the time I'm interviewed, it's like, oh yeah, we met in Seattle, like fuck off.
Nah. Something about you tells me you know what you're doing. You're gonna ask us some really good questions.
Pressure.
I was about to say, oh wow, she put the pressure on. We get to run through everything so that, you know, we get to give you the most concise, best answers that we can. So right. you're in a good position.
Yeah. That's right.
All right, so first I want to start off with, I was watching your show earlier, and then later on I came on the stage and Heather B called you guys back up during Stirrock's performance and basically was saying that she's creating a new hip-hop moment for women in hip-hop going forward. So what was your feeling at that moment, you know, walking out and a legendary person like Heather B is calling you guys back out?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, that shit was crazy. Very unexpected. I mean, I knew how Heather B was gonna fuck with us. Like, you know, we hip hop. But like the fact that she, you know, like brought us back on stage and like really bigged us up like that is huge to me, being just a big fan of Sway and Heather B and just all that they've done for the culture. Is just like, you know, just like another, you know, badge on the whatever the fuck.
Badge on the vest?
Badge on the vest.
Another notch in
another,
the belt.
Thread on the blanket.
Especially to be involved in that conversation along with Starrock. She's such an amazing artist.
Yeah.
Woman, just like powerful entity in this game. So to be included in that conversation was huge for us and an honor. A true honor.
Very much.
That's hip-hop royalty right there. So yeah.
Was that like truly unexpected that happened?
Yes.
Very, very.
So then like
still processing.
Still tripping.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, you must have been like stunned on stage, like what the fuck is happening right now?
Well yeah, we were standing there watching Starrock and I'm just, you know, vibing, and then, you know, she's ending and I hear, you know, giving Starrock her props, and then when she turns around to us, I'm literally like, who else? Out there? Like, what? Yeah, that shit was crazy. That was crazy. My highlight for sure of today.
Like you said, just another step forward that's going to motivate the next one forward.
Exactly.
But congrats on that, guys.
Thank you, man.
A huge, huge moment.
Thank you.
What I mean?
I mean, respect
obviously.
From the OGs is all that really matters to me,
right.
Honestly.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Especially with like a lyricist like such as yourselves.
Right.
You know, that's someone that, you know, truly respects hip-hop.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So to get that recognition, you know, it's
right.
huge.
Right.
Huge.
It meant a lot,
but
man.
I want to ask you guys about, because you always hear like people saying like there's where's the female artist, you know, where's the true female hip-hop artist? So is it more difficult as a woman being in the industry, especially as a lyricist, to get, you know, that following? Like how is it facing it on the woman's perspective, especially being lyricist such as yourself? Because I feel, you know, right now the industry kind of pushes that, you know, women that are pushing their sexual, you know, trying to be more sexual and instead of like the true content.
Right. I think it's super important what we do to just stay true to ourselves, and I think that that's what people were attracted to, was that we weren't, you know, selling sex. We were just selling real spit.
Selling bars.
And
bars,
I think,
for sale.
You know, I do think that there's still a lot of closed-minded people, and I see it in some of the reactions online, but we try not to pay attention to that. We try and only feed into the positive energy because, you know, we want to take that in and give it back out. But if we can open up people's minds and show them that women can spit bars and throw down in the same arena as men, then fuck yeah, we're happy to do that. That's not our primary purpose. Our primary purpose is to just be and to just do our job, which is spit good. But if people then open their minds because of what we do, then that's amazing, you know, then that's a win.
Facts. And, I mean, you know, there's still the fact that we get called female rappers when it's like we're all in the same game, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that's something that I hope also kind of, you know, gets played out, because, I mean, right now we're really in some, like, year of the woman type shit.
Facts.
And, just throughout the course of hip-hop music, everything in general, there's always been women present. So it's like sometimes like a little cringy when, you know, people really like to like make that box, but it's like, no, because there's like enough of us that really like run with the boys, like, you know, with the best of them. So, you know, that's, I think that's one of the, I guess, kind of struggles, you know, within it, like you're having to overprove yourself, you know, because you are a woman. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the real ones get it, and we get a lot of respect from, you know, the OGs. Like I said, we really only care about what the OGs have to say. So the fact that so many artists that, like, I grew up listening to and still listen to, like, right now, that, like, that know me, respect me, is like, that's all I can really ask for out this thing. Like, that's just crazy to me. Like, Met the Man is, like, one of my favorite artists, and he knows who I am. Like, hi, Gab, and I'm like, that's it. That's it. That's all I came here for.
Yeah. No, yeah, because I feel like people will say, like, oh, yeah, they're great for a woman. You know what I mean? But like you said, it's just, it's not for women. You know what I mean? Not, they're not great for women. You guys spit bars. You know what I mean? Like, for women, for men, whatever, it's bars. Right. It's not like there's different standards.
It's a little bit of an insult when somebody says they spit for girls or you spit for a woman. Like, motherfucker, we spit. We just spit.
Right, just spit.
And coming from your background with, like, a battle rap back in the day, like, that must have been a whole different, mindset, especially you're stepping up there as a woman in front of, nobody's expecting anything.
Right. Female leagues now. Female battle rap leagues now. When I started battle rapping, there wasn't. There was probably four female battle rappers when I started. So it was cool to be a part of it before, you know, there was like a huge uprising in it. But I also love watching the uprising. I love watching everybody make space, because when I was growing up, I was under the impression that there wasn't space for us, because the mainstream only made space for one or two or three females in the top at the time, you know, at one time. So it's really cool to see that all open up now and be like, there's space for us to uplift each other. You know, we don't have to be so competitive that we're pushing each other down to get up. You know, now we can uplift each other because there is room. And we want to keep making room and clearing it out and being like, we're here. So it feels really special to be a part of that.
Right.
You guys are truly at the forefront right now. I mean, from what I've been reading and doing my research on, everybody's expecting you guys to do huge things. So,
really?
Seeing stuff like that come out, does that add a little bit of pressure? Because you guys are now, as a group together, first of all, as artists individually, you guys are very respected in regards to, like, your bars. You've made a song, I think, with Method Man, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that was you that made a song with Method Man, and now Method Man knows you. So, quick question, like, you started with battle rap when you were young, and you started with, like, a choir. So how do both of you, coming from, like, these different backgrounds into hip-hop, how do you guys connect at the end for your group?
I mean, growing up in the church definitely taught me, like, harmonies and songwriting, and I played the piano at a very young age as well. So all that, and then, you know, also the music that my mom would play at home between, like, gospel and the funk and the soul and stuff like that. But, like, I was still, you know, a kid growing up in the 90s and 2000s, so, like, I was listening to all the shits, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was very big on, like, Ludacris and Eminem and, you know, DMX and all them. So, you know, any chance I could, I would, like, sneak away to try to do my thing, and would always get in trouble for that, like, constantly, like, being 7 years old, like, where love my niggas, but where am I? Like, what are you doing? You cannot say that. You are seven. Yeah. You know, so always just really being, you know, having a love for the lyrics and the artistry, you know, has always been big for me.
Yeah. I grew up on blues, funk, soul. My dad's a blues musician. My grandfather is a jazz musician. You know, that just being what I was, you know, growing up on made me love musicality, melody, rhythm, you know, and honest music. Blues is very honest music, and that's what I was raised on. And so I was able to just take that and put that into the music that I was exposed to, which was hip-hop growing up. Hip-hop was all around me. I grew up in San Francisco, you know, inner city San Francisco, and just, like, that was all we were listening to, you know. I remember, you know,
every fucking day, all my friends in my class, we'd all listen to rap music together and sing it and memorize all the lyrics, and, you know, I loved it. And so I wasn't naturally gifted at singing. Singing is something I've had to practice, which is why Gab is a really great partner, because she's able to carry a lot of the harmonies and teach me a lot about that and stuff like that. But I wanted to sing. I wanted to be heard. I wanted a voice.
She sings, guys.
Thank you. I wanted a voice, but I found that more naturally I was gifted at poetry and lyricism. So rapping, just that's just the path I was able to walk, and it's brought me, you know, good bars is what I focused on. Really sick shit is what I focused on. It's something that you could get behind and think intellectually about, whether it was funny intellect or witty intellect or just intellect.
Just something that'll stick.
Exactly. And so I think both of us cared about that so much that it was natural when we came together to just give them bars.
And you guys, I mean, you guys met through social media, right?
Facebook.
No, all right, no. So you go from meeting on Facebook, you had a crazy night, your first night. How does that translate into a musical career together so quickly? True. Like, how did you guys feel that connection so quick?
Well, when you meet someone for the first time and you get into, you know, a fist fight together.
Not with each other.
No, not with each other, but we fought somebody.
She jumped in. I decided to be bold, and then Gab jumped in my, you know, in my moment.
Not even. It was, man, it's hard to sum up the story very quickly, but it was, to sum it up, we were at a, this club isn't in Seattle, or isn't there anymore, but we're at this club, which is, used to be super, super poppin'. It was one of those places guaranteed after the club there's gonna be a fight, so like you would go to the club because it was fun, but like you gonna see some good knockouts or some good hand-to-hand combat.
There's gonna be some street entertainment.
That night in particular, it rained, as Seattle does, and there was a crazy, crazy brawl, maybe like 40 people in this intersection in Capitol Hill, Seattle. And, you know, we're getting hype off the fight, like, yo, this shit is fucking crazy. We go to leave to go to an after party. This girl comes, kicks the car. Rhymes is like, found that wildly disrespectful.
I found it wildly disrespectful.
took off out the car after the girl. You know what I'm saying? She's like, yeah, runs after us.
First time we ever met.
What are you thinking of this for? Like, what the fuck? Like, she's
I mean,
like,
well, together,
here
like,
we go.
Yeah,
I'm getting, you know, we. This girl was on her boyfriend's shoulders, and when she jumped off her boyfriend's shoulders, she was a little bit taller than I was expecting, anticipating. She, long story short, she got me by my bun, and I was receiving a few knees to the cheekbones, and Gabby couldn't stand there and watch it. She had to have my back, and when you fight with somebody like that the first time, you meet your family.
Yeah, your family. Like, literally, after we fought, we ran away. Oh, shake your hand, too. Yeah, you were there.
I was watching. So, when you get to know somebody in that way, that's, it brings you so close together, man. And we're, you know, that's the way we move now. We got each other's back no matter what. We look out for each other.
For that to be the first time we met, and then we still didn't do any music together. Like, we just known each other. Like, all right, this is the homie now. So we, like, kind of built, you know, a bond, like a friendship. And then the very next time we linked, that's when we made Come Correct. The next time we linked, we made the video. So in between that night that we fought and putting out Come Correct, we had only met, like, three times.
Three times.
Yeah. So the fact that, like, we've been individual artists like our whole lives to create this group just in the last year, for it to be like just in such harmony is like honestly pretty crazy, because we're both pretty lone wolves. Like I'm a true lone wolf. Yeah. So to even be able to link with somebody and have to be with them all the time and have to share your creative space
get
with them
to
is
be
like,
with them all the time. Get to be
I
with
say?
Them. Have to be with
I mean
them.
It's both. I get to, I love her so much, but we have to be together because we have business entities. We have to do joint taxes, so that means we have to be together.
Thank
How
you,
did
man.
You guys hear about each other, like, before you met?
We don't, I mean, I know she did a song with my friend Gavlin that I worked with, and I probably saw her through that. We still to this day don't know who added who on Facebook, so hard to say.
I don't add people on Facebook. Oh, yeah, I knew her through Battle Rap.
Oh, yeah, and I knew her through Gavlin and DJ Hoppa. Yeah. Shout out to the sis, Gavlin.
Yeah,
she's a killer. Look up her music, Gavlyn.
What made you hit her up when you went to Seattle that day?
I wanted to hang out with her. I thought she was cool. I wanted to meet people in Seattle. I wanted to kick it with her, and turns out she's the fucking mayor of Seattle. Everybody knows her. Everybody. We were walking down the street. No, we couldn't go anywhere. Gabby, you want a shirt? You want some coffee? There's Macklemore. She's like, you meet my boy Macklemore. Just like, it was crazy, man. I mean, even down to the fight. Like, this girl's boyfriend was about to jump in the fight, and somebody yelled from the crowd, not Gabby, and dinked the boyfriend.
Hey, man, you gotta have love in your city. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have that love and respect from your hometown, like, you're not going, it's gonna be hard to get it anywhere else. So, I love Seattle, man. They held me down.
Edison, where'd you get your name? That's a cool-ass name.
Edison?
Yeah.
My aunt named me, actually.
It's a sick-ass name.
Yeah, they were going to name me, like, Eddie or something.
In this world?
I don't know. I'm Albanian, so it's actually even weirder, because Albanians are not really named Edison.
Yeah.
So my aunt kind of named me, and I guess I was meant to come to America.
You say you're Albanian or Armenian?
Albanian.
Albanian. Yeah. My stepfather's Albanian, too. Half Albanian, half Italian.
There we go, guys. Man, another hilarious. Fucking... Yo, when you come to New York...
Yeah.
We're going to get an interview. Definitely. And everybody knows that if an Albanian comes for an interview, mm-hmm. we treat him right, all right? We get the Albanian food out, the Albanian liquor.
Yeah.
Yo, yes. I swear to God.
Yeah. We're going to do
Stay
it.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah. This has been such a pleasure.
That is the end. Yeah, I guess, because you guys have been, like, doing interviews so long now, back to back to back.
In your respect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah.
We would love to. We love New York. We love kicking it out there.
And you're going
to
love the Albanian food, so.
Yes. Give us the, what's the drop? You want us to do a little drop?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to record you on my phone, so we're gonna have to do an Instagram post on my, my hand.
These ladies are waiting very patiently, so we're going to get to them.
Yeah.
What you know about going out, fresh dress, big flex. When I'm on a scene, they putting index. Fuck with my bros, they like, is that incest? A professional to the decimal, gaining mad interest. I need to impress a nigga to get investments from him. Finesse at least 100, then I'm hunting up my next victim. I caught a body, watch me deadlift him. I kamikaze and resurrect in the same sentence. My brain different, wave shifting, I stay flipping. Everything game, you see this game dripping. You oughta learn this at your lane pimping. Look, I promise this, I'll have you hanging on everywhere like it's poly grip. And if I really gotta call him out, I'm just gonna tell you now it's not anonymous. Never forget, nigga, you started this. Give me a second to flex my opulence. When the beat drop, watch they body twist, huh?
I'm too nasty, I'm too nasty. Never let another fuck nigga get past me. I'm too nasty, I'm too nasty. I never let another punk bitch slip past me. I'm too nasty, I'm too nasty. Never let another fuck nigga get past me. I'm too nasty, I'm too nasty. I never let another punk bitch slip past me.
They like, damn, where these bitches been hiding out? We like, hey, hello, here's Johnny, we shining out. We the ones all the blogs have been writing about. If this was opposite day and you slap, well, the time is now. Yeah, they wanna cash in, I'm trying to cash out and never be home. Low sucker, I want the fast route. To Bali up in first class, you've been on the worst path. But the game is filthy, so I can't hate on the dirt bags.
I've been on a bench press, you've been on a headrest.
Relaxing too long,
you need a
to live through all the shots we gon' take at you. Overexposed, homie, I hope you can take the truth. You ain't have to speak to let them hear what you saying, Luke. We cut off all the extra round necks like a taper do. We be your favorite crew. Before you even knew about us, we got all the OGs mad that they offspring ain't grew up around us.
I'm too nasty, I'm too nasty. Never let another fuck nigga get past me. I'm too nasty, I'm too nasty. I never let another punk bitch slip past me. I'm too nasty, I'm too nasty. Never let another fuck nigga get past me. I'm too nasty, I'm too nasty. I'll never let another punk bitch slip past me. Too nasty, too nasty, nasty. Too nasty, too nasty, nasty. I'm too nasty, I'm too nasty. Never let another fuck nigga get past me. I'm too nasty, I'm too nasty. I never let another punk bitch slip past me. I'm too nasty, I'm too nasty. Never let another fuck nigga get past me. I'm too nasty, I'm too nasty. I never let another punk bitch slip past me. I'm too nasty, I'm too nasty. Never let another fuck nigga get past me. I'm too nasty, I'm too nasty. I never let another punk bitch slip past me. I'm too nasty, I'm too nasty. Never let another fuck nigga get past me. I'm too nasty, I'm too nasty. I never let another punk bitch slip past me.